Going to talk a little football with former UK wide receiver Keenan Burton. Keenan, welcome to the show. Thanks for the time. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you having me on.
Has it really been almost 10 years since you've been on the sidelines at UK? It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, man. It flew by. It's ridiculous. Yes, almost 10 years.
That's unbelievable. Looking back to when you left, Kentucky football was in just terrific, terrific shape. You guys were coming off some big wins, bowl games, and had the program going in the right direction for sure. Looking at the program where it is right now and the downward turn that it's gone through, do you look at this current group of kids and you see things that remind you of the seeds that were being sown for you guys back in 2005 and 2006, the early stages, before you guys really burst on the scene? Do you see similarities in the programs?
I do. I think it starts with the coaching, though. I see similarities in Coach Stoops and Coach Brooks. You know, he's put a lot of things in place that I think will be will show themselves to be successful. I'm looking for leadership to emerge, though, this season. I have to see some guys step up on the field and be leaders. And I think that's the only way that we do anything successful and get to a bowl.
I think people think of the leadership has to come from the quarterback. That wasn't necessarily the case with you guys. Not that Andre wasn't a good leader, but there was other leaders around the team and like other positions like yourself at wide receiver.
Well, yeah, and to be very honest with you, Andre was a great leader. But I think, you know, you mix that with multiple people stepping up and taking accountability for this team. And when it happens and you have multiple people saying, okay, we're not going to allow ourselves not to win games or get to a bowl, it just helps when there's more people. So these guys, especially outside, have to step up because that's been a really, really bad spot for us the last couple of years is our receiver play.
Mm-hmm. Talent there, though. I mean, how do you? I talked with Lamar Thomas about this a couple weeks ago. About how do you impress upon the kids and work on hanging on to the football, making the catch, before you get to the point where you start planting the seeds in their head about the, you know, at what point does it become negative? I mean, you don't want to push it too much, but yet you don't want them to sort of not understand that it's, you know, that's kind of a key part, hanging on to football. How do you do that?
Well, again, it's. You know, you have two things. You plant two different seeds. You got leaders out there, supposed leaders out there that are outside playing receiver. They drop passes, and then you know you got other guys watching them, and they think it's okay to drop passes. So it's going to take, you know, multiple guys stepping up and saying, like I said, you know, this is something that we take pride in. Because what I saw at spring game was, you know, Lamar actually out there staying on those guys, catch the ball. You know, this is unacceptable. Make plays, and. He has to keep doing that. One thing I will say, and you know, I got a chance to play briefly in the NFL, but one thing I will say is Joker was hard on all of us. He was just as hard on me as he was on Dickie, as he was on Stevie. I'm pretty sure it was really hard on Randall as well. So, you know, you have to coach these guys hard. If they have aspirations to do anything great in the state of Kentucky football, they have to be coached hard. But then also, a lot of these guys have the aspirations to play at the next level. So it doesn't get any easier. So he needs to coach them hard. It doesn't matter. He needs to coach them hard now.
Keenan, take me back to 2006. You guys were coming off a loss, a bad loss in Baton Rouge, 49-0 shutout. And I was talking early in the program about you need sort of watershed moments, games where things turn for you and for your program. And, you know, after that loss to LSU, people were openly speculating, even on our program too, about Kentucky is probably going to need a change at the top, need a new coaching change. And 2 weeks later, you guys go on the road to Mississippi State and Starkville. You surprise them. You beat Georgia the very next week, and you go on to win five of the last six games. You go bowling. What was the difference? How coming out of that loss to LSU, how did things turn for you guys? Because it looked like it was going nowhere after that loss. And suddenly, a month later, you guys were going to a bowl game and beat a brand name program.
Well, number one, we knew that we were going to win games. Like, there was never a question. Somebody had to come and vocalize it, and Andre did that after the game. You know, some guy stepped up and just said, "This is not it. You know, this is not acceptable." And then, you know, I think the best thing that happened to us, if you remember, Dickie Lyons comes out in the media and he guarantees a victory. And so it was really just about it was about just banding together, being there for your brother, but then also taking mm-hmm. accountability and accepting the fact that you just got beat down, you know, in LSU. And I think that the loss wasn't the game-changing moment. I just think that the demeanor after the loss was a game-changing moment. Nobody was really down. Everybody else was down. Maybe the media were down on us or, you know, the fans because they didn't understand. But we always knew that we would come out of it and we would really, really do some special things that season.
The next season, I think, is really important to Kentucky fans because it gave them a glimpse of what it could be like at Kentucky. You guys upset number 9 Louisville in the third week when Stevie got behind the defense and scored in what seemed at the time an improbable touchdown. A few weeks later, you beat LSU, number 1 in the country in 3 overtimes. They won the national championship that year. 6 days later, ESPN's in town with their college game day. And I think it's the only time, at least in my lifetime, where Kentucky fans kind of felt like what it was like to be fans of an elite football program, to play big games and have, you know, the big ESPN show on site to preview your game. And I think in some ways it's whet the appetite that they wanted so much more badly now than maybe they wanted it before. And I think the 2007 season's a really important year in the Kentucky football history, really, because it gave Kentucky fans a taste of what it could be like here.
It's the law of the lid. You know, what we did is we just made it possible. You know, we made it possible. We went out and showed the state, I think, and showed our fans that this type of atmosphere, this type of notoriety was possible at the University of Kentucky. And now the problem is with the recruits that we've gotten in the last couple of years, they know that the players are there. And so they're kind of thinking right now, like, well, why aren't we winning? To be honest, and it's very critical. 07 was critical, but like you said, 10 years later, I mean, almost 10 years later, this is probably one of the most critical years at Kentucky football that I've ever seen. Even going back past Tim Couch and all of those guys, this year right here is so important. So I believe that they have to do something, but like I said, it's the law of the lid. We just made it possible. We made the fans see that it was possible to go out there and do some amazing things and bring that notoriety to us.
How much fun was that LSU game and the next week? I mean, you dream about stuff like that. How much fun was that?
Man, it was incredible. I mean, number one, anytime somebody's coming into your stadium and they're the number one team in the country, they're hot. You're hot at that time. And to be able to upset a team like that, it's something that you'll never forget. And I mean, the next week we were 7 points away from upsetting Florida. I mean, you know, they had I think it was a 2 touchdown lead on us late. But I mean, you dream about that. You just dream about those opportunities, putting yourself in those type of opportunities. That's all we want. That's all the fans want.
You look at Kentucky this year. The schedule, I think, in some regards, is favorable. You've got some games you can win. The SEC is a little bit down in the SEC Eastern Division.
Right.
Is it just a mindset of you have to go into the season expecting to win? But how do you do that if you've not had that success to sort of fall back on that experience to kind of get you through those tough times? How do you get the mindset to have breakthrough wins when you've not had that success yet?
Well, I think it goes back to recruiting, to be very transparent. I mean, you recruit winners, but I'm assuming that that's what this coaching staff has done. But you show them what's happened. You show them what's possible. The mindset comes with the practices. You know, if you can't win in practice, you can't win on Saturdays. And so the way that you get yourself prepared is that you go out and you're perfect in practice. I haven't really seen a lot right now, and I'm trying to get down to Lexington here soon. But you know, I wonder what their practices look like. The mindset starts in practice, and if they're executing, if Drew's on point, if the line is opening up holes, if the defense is stout, and there's competition, then the team's ready. But if there's no competition, if it's lopsided, you can forget about it. You can just forget about it.
The practice facility, have you seen it yet, and what's your take on it?
I've seen pictures, and I'm blown away, so I can't imagine what I'm going to be like when I actually see it in person. I'm proud, man. I feel like I was a part of that. You know, I feel like, you know, I was able to be a part of something special to make that happen. And the fact that I believe that we have probably one of the best, not if the best facility in the country in any conference is I'm just proud. And it just it just shows where Kentucky football has come. You hear oftentimes you hear the basketball team are getting new facilities and this or that, which is great, which is a great thing for our university. But for it to be football, after we get, additions to the stadium, and now we have this multi-million dollar facility that's going to attract the top of the top, the best of the best recruits, it's just unreal. I wish I had it when I was playing.
What kind of difference would have made, Keenan, if you guys had gotten something comparable to that in 2006? Would the program be where it is today? I mean, is it something as simple as the investment of the program? I mean, would Rich Brooks still be here if you had a facility like that? At least if the ground was broken on it, back in 2006, 2007, where would this program be?
To answer your question, I don't know if Coach Brooks would have been there. I think Coach Brooks was ready to be done. I think he came and did what he thought was the best thing that he could do, and he wanted to leave the program in the right state. And he made the right decision because it was his decision to make. But if we would have had something like this, what it would have done for me, I think it would have prolonged my NFL career. I didn't really understand how to take care of my body when I was in college. I didn't understand about nutrition. I didn't understand about cold tubs and hot tubs or, the supplementation and all of these things. I mean, all of these things are new. And so I think just a lot of other guys probably would have been healthier. I believe that we would have had more depth, and I believe some of the close games that we lost, I believe we would have won, just like all of those Tennessee games in 06, 07, I think it was 09 with Randall, when they took, that team took them, I think, two overtimes and lost.
Yeah.
So it's a different mindset, and you get different type of players with a facility like that. You have to court these guys, and when they see something like that, all it took for me was the fans in the stadium. That's all it took for me. But, a lot of guys want to see that stuff. They want to see the facility. They want to see where they're going to be living at for the next 4 or 5 years of their life.
Yeah, and you look at the stadium, too. I mean, in addition to the practice facility, the renovation of the stadium, you walk into the facilities now, it feels like a big-time SEC program now. And, I think that's kind of the point. I mean, obviously, you want all the different things like the new, the performance chef and the plunge pools and the weight rooms. Obviously, that all plays an integral part in the development of the program. But also, at a higher plane, sends the message to recruits that Kentucky's serious. They're serious about getting it done. They're investing the money to get it done. And maybe it just, I guess the mindset that it's just a matter of time that they get it done.
Yes, and so I think there was a gap. I mean, if something like this would have broken ground when we were in school, back in 07 and 08, I just believe that maybe the program would be in a better state. You look at it every year. You look at all the guys that get hurt, but then you also look at the guys that we miss out on because they're so enamored with other schools in the SEC. You look at some of those things. I mean, if you have something like this and, these kids come and see it, like I said before, Kentucky, this is it. This is it for me. This is what I want to, this is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. And they take pride in wearing that Kentucky blue. They take pride in having Kentucky across their chest. And they play for the front of the name instead of the back of the name, the name on the back of the jersey, excuse me. So I think it makes a huge difference, man. And, you think about it, and you're winning at that time, too. So you're winning. You have this facility. Now kids don't have an excuse not to come here because now what they use, they're not winning right now. You can't use that if we had that back in 07 and 08.
And I think also getting a facility like that, there really is the mindset that there is no excuse now. I mean, before people say, we're hosting recruits on car tables in another field house. Now you look where they're going to, recruiting rooms and a practice facility that takes a backseat to nobody. There really is no excuse. So in some regards, it begins to put pressure on this coaching staff that there's no fallback or excuse. If you don't get it done, it's on you now.
Yeah, I think it puts, and I love him to death, man. He's like a father figure to me. I think it puts pressure on Mitch because, to be honest, I think that Stoops is the guy. If I can, be transparent. I think as long as it takes, and this is business, obviously, and you got to make decisions, but you invested in this facility for him. So, he deserves the time. We'll see how the quarterback play goes. We'll see how everything else goes, but it doesn't really put pressure on the coaching staff, because I'm assuming you made this, you built this facility for them, so he's going to be here.
Yeah. Keenan, I'm out of time, my friend. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun talking with you. Thanks for the insight. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.